This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShua. Today we begin Siman Samacha 68. Shalai Lahafsik Bepiyutin. Don't interrupt in the Piyutin. Says Mishnah Brura, Shalai Lahafsik Bepiyutin. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Mekoyme Shemafsikim Beverchas Kriya Shema Lomer Piyutim. In some places they interrupt in Beverchas Kriya Shema to say Piyutin. It is correct to stop them from saying it because it's a hefsek. If you look in the article Siddur, you know, especially the Rashani Yom Kippur Machzor, we have what in yeshiva is known as the big words and the small words. And the rule in yeshiva is we only say the big words. But whenever I'm hiring a chazan or, you know, giving a chazan instructions what to do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I always say, we just say the big words, no small words. Somehow that developed in general, throughout the whole machzor. You know, it doesn't matter where. You just say the big words, you know, in Chazar Sashatz. But the Mechaber holds that that's correct. You should not say piyutim. You're not allowed to say piyutim. It's a hefsek. Now, it doesn't sound like you're not yoytze, or you'd have to say the bracha again, but l'chad chila, it's not correct. So, the Ramah says, v'yesharon de'ein eser b'davar. Some say it's not aser. Now that's not a great selling point if you want to get people to say piyutim. Say, you know, the Mechaber says you shouldn't say it, but the Rama says not usser. Oh, yeah, really? Okay, I think, I don't think too many people are going to go for that, but v'chei no'agin b'chal mekomeis l'amram. The minhag in all places is to say them. V'hameikil v'eino amram lo hifsid. But if you're lenient and you don't say them, don't worry, you don't lose out. They say, great, I won't say them. And I'm going to learn while everyone else is saying them. Now, this is, in general, a common custom that people, I'm not saying people on our shir, but people out there, nobody we know, do. People like to learn by davening. No. You don't learn by davening. You learn during learning. The same way you don't eat when you're taking a shower, right? Or you don't take a shower while you eat. You don't brush your teeth while you're at a meeting, yeah? You don't, let's say, floss while you're in the bank. Imagine if you're in the bank and you're brushing your teeth. Well, you're out of your mind. What are you doing? Why are you learning during davening? What are you doing with the Gemara during davening? When exactly are you learning? At which point? You just covered a blot and a half during the davening. Which point in the davening did you learn that? You were Mavr Sedra during the davening. It's very nice. But after davening, you're going to have to be Mavr Sedra again because you're not allowed to be learning then. So, it's a mitzvah haba b'avera. But now we're not even talking about that. We're talking about piyutim that you shouldn't even be saying. Listen to this. You should not be saying the piyutim. The Mechaber says, don't say it. The Rama says, it's ein iser. V'hameike lo hifsid. Says Rama, mikol makoim, lo yasik b'shum davar afilu b'divrei Torah, asr lahafsik v'lasik kozman shatsibar oimer piyutim. You are not allowed to engage in anything. Even in divrei Torah. It is also to interrupt and engage when the tzibur is saying piyutim. In other words, you're at a tzibur, they're saying kroivitz for, you know, for parashas shkolim. Kroivitz? I don't say kroivitz for parashas shkolim. My grandfather didn't say it. My grandfather would have been moiser nefesh not to say. Doesn't matter. You're not going to learn then. You can't learn then. So what am I supposed to do? You need to learn the art of sitting quietly. It's a good thing to know how to do. You cannot learn while the tzibur is saying piyutim. Certainly you can't involve yourself in conversation. But what if I'm not saying the words? I'm not saying Tashma Amar Abaye. No. I'm learning through thinking. I'm looking in a book. I'm looking in a sefer, Mahara, I'm thinking, Lesba Yisur, there's no Isser. Dehir lav kedibur dami. Ella, Shemitokach yavoyu ledaber v'yavoyu dehefsik. But, by you learning, people are going to come to speak, and they're going to interrupt. V'alkein ein la'adam lifresh atzmei me'at tzibur. Therefore, you cannot separate yourself from the tzibur. B'makim shenagu la'amram in a shul that the place that they are noig to say it. V'yoymer oysam imam, you need to say the piyutim with them. Vayin lekaman siman tzadi sif yod. So this in general is always two issues with learning by davening. Number one, is it a hefsek? And number two, even if it's not a hefsek, but if you're learning, other people will speak. That's the psychology. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins by Chazar Sashatz, that even if you're going to answer Amen and Baruch Baruch Shemai, other people are going to learn from your behavior that if you're learning, then I could speak. So you're not allowed to.
Doesn't he mean that you're going to speak? He says, you put his cock, you'll move with Dabra.
Oh.
So you're clearer.
Maybe. Maybe. No, the Mishnah Berurah says the way I said it. The Mishnah Berurah says the way I said it. I was getting it from the Mishnah Berurah and elsewhere, but yeah, Lashon Rabbim could be on all those, you know, it could be, yeah, but yeah, I retract, I'm right. Yeah, so yeah, that's what the Rama means. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Einasar. The Rama says, some say it's not Asar. Shazah Sha'amru, why is it not Asar? After all, how could you change the matbeah of the bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shazah Sha'amru, Makam Sha'amru Laharach, Ein Rasha Lekatzar. This that they said in bracha, in a long bracha, you can't abridge. Lekatzar Rasha Laharach, Loi Amru El Bebrachas Arucha Shapois Chos Bebrach Lechos Mois Bebrach. What that means is, a bracha that begins and ends, that begins with a bracha, and ends with a bracha, you can't shorten, Ein Rasha Lekatzar, Shaloi Leftach, Shaloi Lachtarim, Bechein Hepach. Kitzarois ein rashay laharichan. Short ones you can't lengthen by adding the baruchs, the alideza mishanri abeishat havacham bebrachis. Because by doing so, you're changing the format of that the chachamim were toivea and brachis. Aval shar nusach habracha. But any other language of a bracha, any other text of bracha, loynosum chachamim shia. The rabbis did not give a measurement, that you should say dafka, these number of words. So I would ask on that, we know that the Rishonim do give almost by every single tefillah how many words something should be. Baruch Shamar is 87 words. The Halleluka, as the Reikach says, how many words it is. Even Bimei Mardechai VeEsther, Megala Mukos, the Gra says it's 54 words. Because look, the Mishnah Berurah says, what? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, but still, I think the Rishonim do give the number of words that each, I'm saying, even any segment of the tefillah, the Rishonim speak about how many words it has. You know, the significance of how many words in every segment of tefillah, even brachos. He looked at the Mishnah Berurah, says, the imkein hoya lohem lasakein, nosuch ka bracha b'milois menuyos. Because if there was a precise number of words, they should have enacted each bracha with a counted number of words, ulahashmienu ka bracha bracha b'nuschasa, and let us know the exact nusach of each bracha. We don't find that. So it sounds like whatever the Rishonim, whatever number of words Rishonim gave were perhaps suggestions or, but they're not legislation. Kasav HaRambam Perakav Mikrishma Kol Yishol Davar Kol HaMashanami Ma'beah Shetobu Chacham Barachas HaRei Zatoya. Anyone who changes the format of a bracha is making an error. V'choizim Avarach Kamat Be'ah. And you have to go back and make the bracha like the correct format. But Kasav HaKesef Mishnah, Perak Aleph, B'bracha is dafka in Pasach, B'bracha, B'makoim, Shaloi Tifnu, Tiknu, Levtoich. That's if somebody began a bracha in the place where they were not niskan to open up, or Aichasam, where they concluded, B'makoim Sha'amru, Loilachtam, in a place where they were not supposed to. Oisha Chiser, Mi'brachis Ha'aruchais, Haschalas habracha, or if they were missing in the long brachas, the beginning of the bracha, shemaschelas b'shemo malchus, that they took out the bracha in the beginning of a long bracha that should begin with shemo malchus, or shloisiyim b'shem, or they didn't end off. Avalamshina b'nosach habracha, but someone who made emendation in the text of the bracha, b'layamar yisalashin mamish, and didn't say the exact text, but they said in a little bit of a different text, Be'inyan Abracha, Afilu Chiser Kama Tevas Yotze B'diav B'diav, they're still Yotze. Why? Hoyel V'hoyeba Azkara U'malchus Be'inyan Abracha. Since they had the three key components, the name of Hashem, Malchus, and the subject matter of the Bracha. He brings that the Evan Yisrael says, therefore, if you didn't say an Ata Choinein, Choneinu Meyitcha, Dei Abinu Haskel, you're not Yoitze because you're missing the main bracha. However, the Bir Halacha earlier in Simon Nontes of Beis writes that the opinion of the Gra is like the Raj and the Ramban, that everything is dependent on the Chasima. And even a long bracha that begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch, even if you're missing something which is Meikar HaBracha, if you end off properly, you're Yoitze. And therefore, according to the Gra, if you're missing Davar Shumei Ikar HaBracha, let's say you in Tkaba Shofar, you take out Kibbutz Galiyos. If you end off correctly, according to the Gra, you would be Yoitze. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Okay, Levad HaTeva Shepartu Chacham Hashem Ma'akves, except for the words that the Chachamim enumerated that they're ma'akev, kugoyin shalai hisgar bris. Let's say you didn't mention bris, v'toira, and you didn't mention toira in Berachas Hamazon, or mashav haruach, v'chol kiyoitz v'zeh. V'huva calls up b'magin avram, simen samach dalet, v'simen kopei zayin. U'bibir hagra kasav, in the gra he writes, the harambam perak aleph, mi'brachos chazar by mizeh, the rambam perak aleph of brachos retracted, v'soiver, he holds, the afilu bivracha arucha, even in a long bracha, im loy gamar soif habracha kedina, if you did not finish the end of the bracha properly, mikamakam yatsa b'diavad, nevertheless b'diavad yer yotzei, v'chadeyar harishayna, like the first daya, hamuva b'simen kovpe zayin, sif aleph ayin sham. So the Be'er HaGra writes that according to the Rambam retracted, that even in a bracha arucha, if you didn't finish properly your yoitze, but it seems like that's not so pashut. Again, the Mishnah Berurah seems to conclude that even if you were not choisim the bracha, your yoitze, your chiyuv, later on in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, he brings that the Bach wrote that the Iker is like the second daya, that im loy chasam lo yotza, and the Eliyahu Rabba also holds that way. But here he's bringing the Gra. Apparently there are two deos in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, whether you have to be Choseim Kedina. Now what should you do, Kozman, the Tzibur is saying Piyutim? Hu adin afilu im kvar gomar hu. The same thing would be, you finished early. Vatzibur ha-Piyutim. And the tzibur finished the piyutim. Abracha v'u oimid ben perek l'perek gam kein aser l'hafsik. Let's say like this: you finish the piyutim, the tzibur finish the piyutim, and your oimid ben perek l'perek. It's aser to be mafsik. So, question: let's say they're singing Kel Adayin. Are you have a sefer out during Kel Adayin? While the Chazan is singing, Kehela Adayin Akala Mahasim Baruch. Are you allowed to learn during Kehela Adayin? Or during Mim Kaimcha? The Chazan is singing Kaubach. You got to give him at least 7 minutes to get through that piece. So you have to sit there, Mim Kaimcha. Now, are you allowed to learn then? According to what the Rama is saying, people see you learn, they're going to come to talk. I personally only have a sefer out during Mim Kaimcha and Kel Adayin. But maybe I shouldn't. It sounds like from the Rama you shouldn't. I remember one time many years ago I went to with my grandfather to davening. So of course, we were very early, and I went and I took out a siddur, and I took out a chumash, and I took out a gemara. My grandma, what's that for? So, what do you mean? You know, you need a sefer for what? He said, you know. He said, no, what? And he didn't let me, no, he said, it's wrong, it's asr. I think the only time you're allowed to learn really is ben gavra legavra. Ben gavra legavra you could learn. During the davening.
Before the Chazar Shabbos.
What?
What about before Chazar Shabbos after Torah Asr?
I don't think you could ask for it then. Because the whole svara is, what's a svara? You're not being poish menat sibor. I finished mon esrei. Elamai, people are going to learn that this person's learning, I could talk. Is it mamish asr to talk then? You're not allowed to talk between shmona esrei and tachnon. Are you allowed to talk after your silent shmona esrei before chazar sashatz? L'chayra, you're not allowed to, because then you're being mafsik between Shemana Esrei and Tachnon.
No, it's Ben-Gavra-Gavra.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to talk Ben-Gavra-Gavra. But...
because you're not allowed to even turn backwards.
You're not allowed to turn around. Ben-Gavra-Gavra, you're right. You're not allowed to talk Ben-Gavra-Gavra. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, has a lenient... So I'm saying, if it's only a gzeira that other people could talk, if you could find a daya that it's not afsir l'hafsik, we're not going to ask for learning. I don't know. But during Kel Adon, are you allowed to? Doesn't sound like it. I have to say. Okay, weiter. Shemitoch kach, rotzoloimer, kishayiru, hehamon shumistag b'sefer. When the people see you're looking in a sefer, yavoyu gam ken ladaber, they're going to come to speak. Aval hirer ba'alma b'divrei Torah efshur diyesh lahakel. It could be you're allowed to think. It could be not pashat. It could be you're allowed to think and learning when the tzibur is saying piyutim. Now, Amnam b'shah she'achazin oimer kaddish. During kaddish, asur laharher, you're not allowed to think and learning. Okay, so if somebody has a sefer open, it's asur. Cannot have a sefer open during kaddish. You're allowed to think and learning during kaddish. It's asur. Why? She'tzarech harbei lechavein b'anias kaddish. You have to have a lot of kavana during kaddish. Now look in the dershu. What about kedusha? Kedusha, it's asur laharer b'divrei Torah misha shehahischel hashatz loymer nekadesh. But v'davka b'sha shehashatz oymer satevois v'loy b'sha shemarech b'nigin. Not when he's being marech in the nigin. So the question is, what if he's doing... So what? When he does... Then you're now to learn. But then when he does... Na, then you could learn. So there we got you a second of learning. That would be permitted to learn during the second, meaning when he says the word mem koim chol, you can't learn. But when he goes, na, you could learn. Malkeinu sahoy. Anyway, so any time he goes a na, you're allowed to learn during the nanas. However, here's the big kula of the day. That... the Mishnah Berurah says, whatever we add on Shabbos is not me'ikar HaKadusha. So the whole Shema Yisrael, you know, the whole Mim Koimcha is not me'ikar HaKadusha, you can learn then. No, you're allowed to be maharher, but you can't have a sefer open. No, you can't have a sefer open. So if you want to know, could you have a sefer open during Kedusha? Or... during Kel Adon, no. You can't have a sefer open anytime you're not allowed to talk. Are you allowed to think in learning? You're only... no, not during Kedusha. Not during Kel Adon. But you could think in learning during the extra piyutim of Mimma Kaimcha. Right? You hear what we're saying? Anytime you're not allowed to talk, you can't have a sefer open. Are you allowed to think in learning? You're allowed to think and learning, not during Kaddish, but during Kedusha, the extra lines that we don't say during the week. And even Yimloich, some Yesh Oimrim, even Yimloich is not Me'ikar HaKedusha. everybody's moida or forever hold your part. Yeah? You're going to say, oh, I found this pasuk holds you allowed to. No pasuk holds you allowed to. Maybe they don't know, or maybe I know this person, he's learning, that learning. All right, otherwise, besides that, he's a good Jew. But, yeah, what are they, in Eretz Yisrael, they abide by this?
Absolutely. That's how we do everything.
Okay, good. Have a great day, everyone. Hatzlacha. One second, I have a shot, yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.